This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday the reason he canceled a scheduled visit to Copenhagen was because he did not like the way that Denmark rejected his suggestion of buying Greenland. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had called the idea absurd.
I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
And nasty and inappropriate.
You don't talk to the United States that way, at least under me.
His tweet canceling next month's visit blindsided the Danish royal palace. Frederiksen says she's surprised and disappointed.
I'd been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway.
And says the U.S. remains one of her nation's closest allies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Late Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke with Denmark's foreign minister about U.S.-Danish security cooperation and praised the relationship between the two countries. In a move almost certain to trigger lawsuits, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to end a long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long immigrant children can be kept in detention. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The new Homeland Security rules would allow the government to hold families in detention much longer than 20 days. But Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan says the department does not intend to hold families for a long time.
We have the prior experience that shows we were able to average under 50 days. That is the intent for a fair but expeditious immigration proceeding.
But Clara Long of Human Rights Watch says the move could result in children being detained indefinitely.
Children who have been detained for long periods of time experience trauma, suicidal feelings, are exposed to dangerously inadequate medical care.
And she adds,
this is a move that would place the United States far outside of human rights norms.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will travel to the epicenter of an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We get more from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to visit the country for 3 days, arriving August 31st. His spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, told reporters that Guterres wants to assess the situation and mobilize additional support for the response.
In the province of North Kivu, he is scheduled to meet with Ebola survivors and health workers during a visit to an Ebola treatment center.
He will also meet with Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi in the capital, Kinshasa. In July, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. The majority of cases have been concentrated in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's northeast, but cases have emerged in other parts of the country. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Vatican acknowledged Wednesday an Australian court's decision to uphold Cardinal George Pell's conviction on sexual abuse charges. Sabina Castelfranco has the details.
A statement read out by papal spokesman Matteo Bruni at the Vatican Wednesday morning said the Holy See acknowledged and respected the decision taken by the Australian court. He added that Pell has the right to a further appeal.
As the proceedings continue to develop, the Holy See recalls that the Cardinal has always maintained his innocence throughout the judicial process, and it is his right to appeal to the High Court.
Cardinal George Pell is the highest-ranking church official ever to be convicted of child sex abuse. In March of this year, he was found guilty of sexual abuse on 2 13-year-old choir boys in St. Patrick's Cathedral in the late 1990s, while he was the Archbishop of Melbourne. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The death toll in a suicide bombing at a wedding in Kabul last week has risen to 80. AP's Zaria Shockley reports.
The report on the increased death toll comes as a U.S. envoy was set to resume talks with the Taliban on ending America's longest war. The initial toll in Saturday's blast was 63, but 17 people later died of their wounds. Interior Ministry spokesman Nusrat Rahimi said 30 people were in critical condition after the attack. The suicide bombing renewed concerns that the growing threat by the IS affiliate will mean little peace for Afghan civilians, despite the U.S.-Taliban negotiations to end nearly 18 years of fighting. I'm Zaria Shakli.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.